is sovereign. He is with us wherever we are. We must be together with him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And those of us that may not know the Lord, I invite you to accept him as your Lord and Savior today so that you can have that same privilege of having that understanding that you need, the guidance that you need, right here, right now, in harmony with all of the rest of the saints that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. I pray this for everyone out there in the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we know that God is sovereign. I've titled this piece today, A Prayer for Men, but we know, and this is really a prayer for all of us. We need it all in these days of concern over health and welfare, over provisions. We're concerned as we go out to our stores and folks show us the panic that's there and the empty shelves and what have you, all over the concerns of this virus. I say it's indeed a privilege to be in the Lord at this point in time. So if you're out there and you have concerns, you have no hope, I'm telling you that God is in control. He is in control, and he is taking care of things. He hears your prayers, and so go to him first. Go to him first. So this prayer for men is I've adapted it from a prayer that Rick Warren, Pastor Rick Warren at Saddleback Church, put together to celebrate men on Father's Day. And perhaps it resonated with me yesterday on Saturday, because I lost an uncle on that day. And he was, in my view, as I came up, a man of men. He was a farmer, and he sustained our farm. It's been in the family since the before the 20s, and we have, to his credit, 69 wonderful acres of land that is still very productive today. It's not huge, but certainly it's a farm, and it's there. Can't take away land. Land will be there. The owners change, but the land remains the same, pretty much in the way that we consider the Lord. Our lives change. Our focus changes. We mature over time, but God remains the same in our lives. Let me go down through this prayer for men and so that you can get the message here. Dear God, Pastor Rick said, I pray that each one of us will make God the foundation of our lives. You have said that reverence for God gives a man deep strength, and what we need today are men with deep strength. Amen? Heavenly Father, help us to build our firm foundation on Jesus Christ. And Lord, when everyone else is running the race for acquisitions and achievements and accomplishments and appearance. Let me go back through that one more time. And Lord, when everyone else is running the race for acquisitions and achievements and accomplishments and appearance, help us to remember that what matters most is love. And to love you and to love our wives, our sisters, particularly our sisters in Christ, our families, our kids, our friends, and yes, even our enemies. That could be a tough one. Nothing else matters. We realize that everything else is going to burn up. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll know that. We realize that everything else is going to burn up. It's going to pass away. But the man who does the will of God will live forever. And most important of all, I pray for each of these men that you give them a new sense of courage. And you know, we need courage today. We definitely need courage today. The courage to stand alone, to be strong, to do everything in love, but not to be swayed by the opinions of the majority. And to use these men, Heavenly Father, I ask that you use them to save our people and our cities. And I pray that this blessing be in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, you know, the way that I went down through those prayers, I was playing a piece from Rick Warren, and he had some music playing behind him at the time. Yeah, relax, don't worry about it. And the one thing is that I don't understand why this resonated so much for me, but this message, it meant a lot to me yesterday. And I pray that it means something to you today as you're hunkered down in your place of worship that you've chosen today. I pray that each one of us will make God the foundation of our lives. You know, and if we can go to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, with a major focus on 24, says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them, hears them and does them, will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Now, perhaps that won't do it for you, but there are other scriptures that we can go to on that. Why don't I try and find those? Find the address for those. We can go to Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49. Dr. Luke writes, "Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream broke against the house. It could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. And when the stream broke against it, it immediately fell. And the ruin of that house was great." 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." If there's any mystery at all, you understand that our foundation is Christ Jesus. So as we go through our struggles today, I pray that we understand that the foundation is in Christ. We look to our leaders in the government, and we can pray for them. We want them to make the right decisions. Depending upon the news source that you're using, the government's doing a great job, or it may be doing a horrible job. What I urge you to do is to pray for them. We want them to do a good job. It's okay to have your eyes open and know the truth that when someone has a misstep, whatever. But it's more important, I believe, and it's more of God to encourage those people. We pray for our leaders so that they can make the decisions for the masses. Nonetheless, our foundation is in Christ Jesus, no one else. And we pray that our leaders find that their foundation is in Christ Jesus as well. Let's go to the Old Testament. We look at Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. "Therefore, thus says the Lord," I love it, "therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am the one who has laid the foundation of Zion, a stone, a tested stone." That's a song, isn't it? "A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation." "Whoever believes will not be in haste. They will not be put to shame." So that's where your foundation is. So as we go about our lives today, taking the measures that we must take to keep ourselves safe, to keep others safe, we must understand that Jesus Christ is the foundation. I say we must understand. And so I pray that we all understand that. Can I hear an amen? I heard one. Definitely. So, you know, where are you today? I ask. Where are you today? Are you concerned? Do you have fear? Are you paralyzed? Well, if that's where you are, I'm going to tell you, get down on your knees and pray right now. Find the Bible. If you have a Bible in your home, I'm telling you, make use of it. You have said that another part of Rick Warren's prayer says, you have said that reverence for God gives a man deep strength. And I went to Proverbs 14, 26, and 28. And it reads, verse 26, reverence for God gives a man deep strength. His children have a place of refuge and security. We just sang that song, God is our refuge and our strength. And that indeed is what he is. In these times of trouble, we can look to the Lord to give us the direction. You say, I prayed, but I didn't see any answer. You need not worry. God has answered. God has already made a provision for you. Just like he makes provisions for the birds, even in times of floods, even in times of famine, he makes provisions for you. Reverence for the Lord is a fountain of life. Its waters keep a man from death. A growing population is a king's glory. A dwindling nation is his doom. So where do we line up? I pray that we line up with the Lord. That we line up with the Lord. And what we need today are men, people of great strength. That's exactly what we need. Lord, help us to build our firm foundation on Jesus Christ. And Lord, when everybody else is running the race for acquisitions and achievements and accomplishments and appearance, this one is really special for me because I grew up with my whole purpose in growing up was to be acceptable and cool and calm and just saying the right things, doing the right things. And Lord, when everyone else is running the race for acquisitions and achievements and accomplishments and appearance, help us to remember that what matters most is love. And I'm taken back to an old hymn as a Negro spiritual. Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Lord, hold my hand. And then it says, I don't want to run this race in vain. Amen. We don't need to worry about that if we have the Lord as our Lord. That's right. It says, Lord, hold my hand. You accept Lord as your Christ and Savior. He grabs onto your hand, and no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're doing from that point on, he holds to that hand tightly. You may feel like you're walking alone, but he's carrying you. That's one thing for sure. Help us to remember that what matters most is love. Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 in the NIV says, therefore, when we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And indeed, that's a call from the Lord. Indeed, God has a race marked out for each and every one of us. My race is not the same as your race. And just because you can run faster than me, talk better than me, just because you got a few more resources at your disposal doesn't mean that you're winning or losing compared to me. We all have individual races that we run, and we're to run that race with the confidence that God has us. He's got us. He's got us. He's got us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart when you're running that race. Amen? Amen. God is good. What a mighty God we serve. And God, when everyone else is running the race, that's where we are. Help us to remember that what matters most is love. To love you and to love our wives, our sisters, our families, our kids, our friends, and yes, even our enemies. And that one really stirs up something in me, because you can remember folks that maybe haven't been so fair to you down through the years. Maybe you can even remember times when you haven't been too fair to others. Maybe there are some things that are a burden to you right now. Maybe some of your loved ones have passed on and you haven't had an opportunity to tell them you're sorry. Or perhaps they haven't had a chance to tell you that they're sorry and you're carrying that burden. Well, I'm going to tell you, in Christ, you can let go of that burden. We're to forgive and we're to love even our enemies. Proverbs 10, verse 12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins, not just some of them, all of them. Proverbs 17, verse 9, whoever would foster love covers an offense. I think I'd rather do that than to remember an offense. 1 Peter 4 and 8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, help us to remember Jesus. Help us to remember Jesus, that you loved. Let me back up. Help us to remember Jesus, that you said that our care for others is a measure of our greatness. Our care for others is a measure of our greatness. And we can go to Luke chapter 9, 46 through 48. And 48 has that major focus. It says, why don't I go to 46? Now came an argument amongst them as to which of them would be the greatest in the coming kingdom. But Jesus knew their thoughts, so he stood a little child beside them and said to them, this is verse 48, anyone who takes care of a little child like this is caring for me. Anyone who takes care of the little child like this is caring for me, and whoever cares for me is caring for God who sent me. Your care for others is the measure of your greatness. Your care for others is a measure of your greatness. Nothing else matters. We realize that everything else is going to burn up. It's going to pass away. The man who does the will of God will live forever. Wow. And most important of all, I pray for these men, these women, these sisters in Christ, my brothers in Christ, that you give them a new sense of courage. Heavenly Father, give them a sense of courage, the courage to stand alone, even when the talking heads and everyone else is saying gloom and doom, even when the stock markets tell us the opposite. Help them to have the courage to stand alone, to be strong, and to do everything in love. Heavenly Father, we understand that you have given us the honor and the privilege to be able to accumulate and to think, Heavenly Father. And so just as sure as there's food on the shelves, Heavenly Father, you've given us the ability to find provisions. And we know that you're going to give them to us, Heavenly Father. Even as we may hunger, we know that it has a purpose in your plan, Heavenly Father. Help us to stay focused on that. Help us to help others. When we see others going without, Heavenly Father, when we see others in despair, that our first instinct is to pray and then to act based on what your spirit tells us to do, not what our flesh tells us what to do, Heavenly Father. We want to be strong and to do everything in love and not be swayed by the opinions of the majority. This is a time when we must stand alone, even taking the most unpopular position, Heavenly Father. Right now, it may be even unpopular to pray for our leaders to make good decisions. That's where we want to line up, Heavenly Father, because we understand that our love for others dictate that anyone that administers to them, we want them to be under your guidance. We want them to be under your guidance. And use us to save our people and to save our cities, to save our land, to save our world, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything you've given to us. We thank you for the joy that you've instilled within us, Heavenly Father. And I pray this and this blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, if you've heard these and there's an itch in you to renew your commitment to the Lord or to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for being our God, and that we're not plan B, that from the very beginning, you knew what we would be going through, and you made a way for us. Heavenly Father, that way, I understand, is Jesus Christ, and I accept him as my Lord and my Savior on this day, that I will lead my life based on the life of Christ, that he is my example. He is my example in prayer. He is my example as I go through my day. He is my example as I see others in need of help. He is my example when I confront issues. He is my example, and I accept him, for he suffered on the cross, and I believe. And he died for my sins, and I believe. And he was buried in a tomb. And on the third day, he rose again, and I believe. And he rose again, defeating death. And right now is sitting at the right hand of the Father. As you, Father, he's sitting at your right hand, and he is my advocate. When the evil one says, I am unworthy, he says, no, he belongs to me, and I have washed him clean in my blood. I believe. Accept in the name of Jesus. Amen.